I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is rapidly filling his national security team. Trump announced Tuesday that he will nominate Pete Hegseth as defense secretary and John Ratcliffe as director of the CIA. Hegseth is a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and a host on Fox News. Ratcliffe served as director of national intelligence during the last 8 months of Trump's first administration. Trump also announced that two of his staunchest allies will form a new commission to reform the federal government. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Elon Musk and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, the new organization will not be a government agency. Trump says that it will be an outside group that will offer the White House advice on how to drive large-scale structural reform and create an entrepreneurial approach to government. Trump says he wants to shock government systems. The acronym for the new organization is DOGE, which is a nod to Musk's favorite cryptocurrency, Dogecoin. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trump will meet with President Joe Biden at the White House Wednesday. U.S. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel told reporters Tuesday that North Korean troops have begun fighting alongside Russians.
Today, I can confirm that over 10,000 DPRK soldiers have been sent to eastern Russia, and most of them have moved to the far western Kursk Oblast, where they have begun engaging in combat operations with Russian forces.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday that Ukrainian forces were facing 50,000 troops, including 11,000 North Korean troops, deployed by Russia to its Kursk region. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte Tuesday sounded a warning that Russia's cooperation with North Korea, Iran, and China threatens Europe and the Indo-Pacific region. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters following a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Rutte laid out how these alliances present a threat to the entire world.
After delivering ammunition and ballistic missiles, North Korea has now sent troops to fight and die alongside Russia in its illegal war. In return, Russia provides North Korea with funding and missile technology. These missiles present a dire threat to the United States mainland, to Europe, to the Indo-Pacific, and to the wider Euro-Atlantic.
The NATO chief also said China is helping to prop up Russia's economy and enable its defense industry. He called for unity among Western nations to combat this cooperation. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the global Anglican community, resigned from his post Tuesday. AP correspondent David Crary explains.
He was implicated last week in an investigation into physical and sexual abuse of boys and young men at camps run by the Church of England. According to the report, a lawyer named John Smith, over 50 years, had abused more than 100 boys at camps in Britain and in Africa.
That was AP correspondent David Crary. Welby said he did not inform law enforcement agencies about the abuse because he was wrongly told that police were already investigating. Smith died in South Africa in 2018. British writer Samantha Harvey has won the Booker Prize for Fiction for her novel Orbital. Harvey was awarded the $64,000 prize for her story about six astronauts on board the International Space Station pondering the beauty and fragility of Earth.
I would like to dedicate this prize, therefore, to everybody who does speak for and not against the Earth, for and not against the dignity of other humans, other life. And all the people who speak for and call for and work for peace, this is for you.
Harvey is the first British writer since 2020 to win the Booker Prize, which is open to English language writers of any nationality. She beat five other finalists from Canada, the United States, Australia, and the Netherlands, chosen from among 156 novels submitted by publishers. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stops. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.